The role of self-respect, part two of six parts. What does appropriate mean? Is this term another example of the dreaded political correctness? In fact, nothing could be further from the truth. Here are three examples to illustrate the critical nature that self-respect plays in business and in our lives. The first example, the blowhard, who is a person who makes a lot of noise and needs constant bolstering, validation and recognition, even where there is little, if anything, to actually recognize. This person is quite likely to have low self-respect and will cover this up with bluff and bluster, as there is an internal conflict between their negative view of themselves and their ego drive to be recognized and valued. The second example, the selfless person who no one has a bad word to say about and who tirelessly works and provides support to those that need it with discretion and with no expectation of reward. This person is usually the go-to person in a business or family or group, as no matter how busy they are, they always seem to be calm and able to offer the right advice at the right time. This person is quite likely to have a realistic perception of themselves and also likely to have a well-developed level of self-respect, which manifests itself not as cockiness or arrogance, but as an ability to not only reach out and help those in pain, but also demonstrates the resilience and ability to cope with most, if not all, that life throws at them. Third example, the victim, for who the glass is always half empty and who usually runs and hides at the first sign of a threat, real or perceived. When cornered, such a person can become angry, defensive, and may resort to cutting criticism or sarcasm. In short, the victim is hard work and is either pitied or avoided. This person's self-respect is likely to be very low, either due to background or misfortune, and such a person will either be very withdrawn and suspicious of others, or will be drawn to the beacon of light that is the selfless person. I will develop these themes further in part 3 of this series.